In France, young men who look black or Arab are 20 times more likely to be stopped by police. That's according to the country's human rights ombudsman. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Two young men are acting as my guides in this public housing complex in a mixed neighborhood in the east of Paris. The 22-year-olds take me to a plaza where they used to hang out. Jeremy Bardache says they were constantly harassed by the police.
I'd go out in the morning. My daily routine was to eat, sleep, and get stopped by the police. I thought that was normal, that it was like that for everyone.
Bardache and his friend Lucas Sviatek are now part of a class action lawsuit. Slim Benachour is the lawyer representing them.
We're suing the state in many, many cases to challenge police brutality and racial discrimination through litigation.
Benachour says it can be difficult to prove because France does not keep statistics on race or religion since the Second World War, when statistics made it easier for the authorities to round up Jews and deport them. Benachour says he gets that, but you can't fight discrimination if you don't measure it.
So we're in a catch-22 because of the French Republic principles, and because we're all the same, we shouldn't talk about discrimination. We tend to think that we don't have to do the statistics. The statistics is too American.
A recent Human Rights Watch report titled, "They Talk to Us Like We're Dogs," documents how baseless and repetitive targeting of minorities is driving a deep wedge between communities and police, while doing nothing to deter crime.
La première fois, c'était,
in the video, a 13-year-old says he was first stopped at the age of 9 or 10. "I didn't think police were supposed to pat down 10-year-olds," he says. One plan to stop such abuses is to require the police to give out a receipt every time they stop someone. Mathieu Zagrodsky teaches law enforcement at the University of Versailles.
That was a way for people who were disproportionately stopped and searched to prove with those receipts that, for instance, they were stopped and searched 5 times in the same week.
Police unions have always opposed the measure. Zagrodsky says it's been difficult for any government to reform the police.
Law enforcement is a profession that is in a state of crisis in France.
Zagrodsky says after the 2015 terrorist attacks and the long and violent Yellow Vest protest movement, the police have been under huge strain. Lawyer Benachour says it seems they no longer serve the public.
The police has two goals: chase and fine delinquents, and the guardian of our freedom and rights. This second mission is completely forgot. The culture of the police in France is a culture of warriors.
Back in the east of Paris, the young men are watching a video they shot of white officers manhandling black teenagers. That happened to Lucas Sviatek when he was just 16, and he says it's left him distrustful of the police. I felt really lost, he says, because the people who were supposed to be protecting us were instead hitting and insulting us. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.